A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine for a moment that someone came into your room, your house, or knocked at the door and said with excitement, "Guess what? God is here." What would one's reaction be? I suppose a lot would depend upon who came and who knocked at the door and how we perceive that person, whether we might think the person crazy or with some profound insight or whatever it might be, but let's for a moment relish the thought. God is here. In our reading today from the Gospel of Matthew, we are moving closer and closer to that climactic moment. Yesterday, we had the reading of the genealogy, placing Jesus in the context of his history, his salvation history. And today, we have the story of his birth and how God is providentially at work in order to bring Mary and her child into a home where he will be safely raised. But the announcement that's really made about this child is that we have here a sense of fulfillment, a sense of that for which we've been waiting, a sense of that which we've been promised. And now here at last, that which all of history has been working out reaches this climactic moment when what Isaiah had said now comes to pass. Indeed, this young girl will be with child and bear a son. And the name? God is here. The name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. With us. El. God. El. God is Imanu, with us, a name which means God is with us. We've heard that name so often, and yet it captures so much. It weaves together the whole of the Old Testament or Hebrew Scriptures and the New Testament. It's that kind of connecting point, that link between the two, that which all of the history of Israel, the ways in which God had worked among the Hebrew people, going back as far as Moses and before, even as the genealogy had instructed, back to the beginning and now up to this time, it all becomes clear. It all makes sense. This is that for which we've been waiting, that for which God was working in order to be totally, fully, even physically present among us. so that at last we could say, yes, God is here. We move closer and closer to Christmas, only a week away. Time for us yet to ponder the depth of that mystery, that our God so loves us that indeed when the fullness of time had come, God chose to come among us in as complete a way as might be possible. And so we discover what it is that we celebrate at Christmas, a renewal of our faith, a renewal of our hope, but really a kind of leap forward in consciousness, in awareness, as we, in a staggering way, come to know anew, again, our God, whose desire is just to be there with us, a God who has always been for us, a God whose love freely chose to create us, but a God who's not satisfied with just our being, a God who desires presence, intimacy with us, here, now. And so we can stop for a moment and realize in the depths of our hearts and souls and minds the meaning of this message, that we are not alone in this world. The one who is revealed in the book of Exodus as the one who is also the one who is with us. It's not just that God is. It's not just that God is who God is, as if that distance is there, but that God has broken through that distance, that transcendence, and become present among us. Yes, indeed, the message is a powerful one. For we come to that deep awareness that this is what God is all about. The God who all along has desired to share his life fully with those he loves. Come Christmas, let us be able to say genuinely, enthusiastically, with excitement, God is here.